It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Father's Day is right around the corner, so we are going to talk about getting that perfect shave. Now, gals, keep listening because we're going to talk about shaving the legs as well and shaving your armpits and whatever else. So anyway, David, I think I got a little too goofy there. Hello.
I was going to say a little too personal. I'm speechless now. Yeah. Well, okay, let's go back to talking about us guys. Have you gotten something for your husband yet for Father's Day?
As a matter of fact, I haven't, but I will, I promise.
Another tie?
No.
Well, think about it, because Father's Day comes around, and most people pick up a simple tie because that's the easiest, but think about it, what about a shaving kit? This is something us guys do every day, you'll be thought of every day, and if you get one, we're going to talk about some unique tips. You can get a luxury shave that he's going to have the closest shave ever, and be able to enjoy it every day and think of you and the family. And so a perfect shaving kit we're going to talk about, and that to me is the perfect Father's Day gift. So let's talk about it, and yes, you are right. Some of the shaving tips we're going to talk about is perfect for women as well. First of all, I'm going to speak more specifically for guys. When we go to shave, the first thing you do, most men put on a shave cream, but that should be the second step. The first step is to wash your face. You want to remove excess oils, dirts, impurities, or whatever else that can clog the razor. So wash your face really quick, then apply the shave cream. The shave cream is going to give you a little bit of lubricity for the blade so it slides along the skin, okay? But here's the trick. Change your shave cream. Shave creams that you're used to are in a can. You hit the button and they come out as a gel and turn to a foam, or they come out as a foam. Well, how do they do that? They are made of soap. I mean, think about it. That's what's causing all the foam. And all the soap is going to do is dry out your skin. It's not going to provide the right amount of lubricity. Okay, so what you want to do is change to a moisturizing shave cream, one that's more of a cream or lotion base that'll give the lubricity but leave the skin hydrated. What someone's going to find, your husband or your spouse, what they're going to find is all of a sudden they have less nicks and cuts. They have a closer shave than ever before because now the blade can glide along without the dryness of the foam. So that's the first thing I'd do is change your shave cream and get one that's going to allow it to glide a little bit more. What could you do? Oh, I'm going to talk to you. Go ahead.
Now, David, what I'm wondering is you've mentioned the conditioner, hair conditioner for shaving in the past. Now, is that just for women's legs or is that something a man could do as well as it was thick enough on his face?
You know, you could. And I will tell you, when I travel, it is a quick way to get through it because most shave cream or most hair conditioners are thin. So it is something you can do. Okay. But our beards are a little bit tougher. And so I'd like to use a more, I like to say the old-fashioned lotion or cream style, where it'll help condition it more and leave my skin hydrated. It's almost like getting your man to use a moisturizer. Most guys say, well, I don't need it, you know, but yet you want to have a young-looking skin. So what you want to do is get something with a little more moisturizing to it. So when traveling, you can get away with a hair conditioner. But on a daily basis, get the luxury of a thick, heavy, old-fashioned type shave cream. So the question is, what can you do with your old cans of shave cream? I'm going to tell you, here's a couple things real quick. They're not good for shaving, but you can use them on mirrors to keep them fog-free in the bathroom. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Use it to clean the shower doors or wipe on the mirrors and they'll become fog-free. They're a great stain remover, again, because they're made of soap. You can use it to spray on furniture or carpets and they'll help get rid of stains, and they'll even get paint off your hands. But they're certainly not good for removing hair.
All right, so you said we should get our men a shave cream. So what are we looking for? Does it say shave cream versus, how do we know?
Shave lotion. And the reason I tell you this is, as you know, this is something I've worked on for years. I've done work for some of the biggest of the shaving brands in the shaving category. And with today's new blades, a lot of guys are using the multi-blade systems. Those are going to be phenomenal at getting a close shave because the first blade grabs it, the second one, and then all of a sudden you have four or five blades, but they are going to get there smooth, but you need to have something to give a little lubricity. And so you've mentioned Pure Attitude for Women, we actually created a men's shave cream based on sodium hyaluronate or hyaluronic acid, the top moisturizing ingredient, no water in it. It's all pure ingredients. So now you've got a quick shave that's going to be very close, but very moisturizing. And here's the great part for your man. You ready? It has anti-aging benefits because most guys don't want to use it. You're going to sneak it into his routine. It's like sneaking vegetables into his diet.
All right, so I'm going to keep an eye out on my mail because I think I want that to be my husband's gift from you. Oh, no, wait, no, that should be from me.
Okay, everybody listening, I'm not supposed to mention it, but I'm going to. You ready? Thursday morning on NBC Today Show, we actually are showing it. There's a whole big promotion going on. The NBC Today Show, I think it's at 8:15 on Jill Steals and Deals, just in time for Father's Day. So do tune in, and you'll be able to get a gift set for just in time for Father's Day. And I'm going to tell you, phenomenal, phenomenal package. So I'm not supposed to mention it, but you didn't hear it from me.
Nope, not from you.
There you go. Well, let's keep going. Talk about getting the perfect shave. We've talked about the shave cream, washing your face first. The other is use a multi-blade system, which I just mentioned. The new blades out there, they are worth the money. They are more expensive, but you don't have to change the blade as often, and you have less nicks and cuts. Also, rinse the blade often. Most guys don't want to rinse it, and that's, I'll admit, out of laziness. Rinse the blade often because the blade is getting clogged up with the shave cream, with the hair, with whatever other impurities. It is our exfoliation. Men don't have to exfoliate our skin as much as women because as we're doing it with the blade, the areas that we're shaving all of a sudden are exfoliating the skin. So the dead skin cells are also being put into the razor blade. So rinse the blade often. The other is shave with the skin, not against the grain. When you do, you're going against the hair, and as it's cutting it, it actually can get caught underneath the skin. And what happens then is you get the ingrown hairs, razor bumps, acne, etc. Most guys don't realize it. So use a shave cream, rinse the blade often, and shave with the skin. And that's going to be the greatest thing you can do to prevent razor bumps.
How often should a man change the razor?
You know what? It depends on his beard. Soon as he starts realizing it's not shaving as close as it used to, it's time to change the blade. I used to change every 2 or 3 days. Now with the new modern blades and following the system we're describing here, you can actually go a couple weeks without having to change the blade. So you actually are still getting your money's worth, even though the actual blade is more expensive.
Oh, that's good. All right, now what about aftershave?
Oh, you know, you would think you could read my mind.
I think I can.
Most men use the aftershaves. They used to use the old splash or alcohol base that dry out the skin. A lot of men will tell you they don't need anti-aging products, so they're not going to use it. I'm going to tell you there are aftershave, there are new technologies, aftershave lotions out there that will replace the lost nutrients, the lost moisture, and soften the skin. And will fight the future signs of aging. So us guys, we do want to look young, but maybe embarrassed to go get skincare. So here's a way to get it into our routine. Again, look for the perfect Father's Day gift set that's got a perfect shave, close shaving lotion. And number two, make sure it's got an aftershave in it that's lotion-based that will replace the nutrients, replace the moisture, and provide the anti-aging benefits because they're out there. And next thing you know, the guy in your life is going to look a lot better, and he's not even going to realize why.
Now, what about making your own? I mean, with like essential oils, maybe a little, cinnamon, but I love the Old Spice smell, whatever that kind of natural smell is. I've always loved that.
Old Spice, I'm not old enough. Is that? No, I'm kidding. No, Old Spice was popular. And if you're talking about an aftershave, the key is, you know, first of all, a lot of people are used to the splash. And to me, they're drying out to the skin because they have alcohol in them. So I say go alcohol free. I prefer a moisturizer base. Making your own in this case, I don't necessarily recommend it because if you try and create them out of shea butter and some of the others, they're very heavy for the skin, especially freshly shaven skin. So I like something that's more of a gel cream texture, something that's light, that'll absorb quickly, but that'll continue to moisturize the skin. And that's why, as you've mentioned, in our Pure Attitude line, we did that. We created a gel cream aftershave product that'll absorb nicely. It has its unique texture. And I love it because it's made, the primary ingredient is hyaluronic acid, which is naturally found in the body. So bottom line, you want to get the perfect gift for Father's Day? I don't mean to sound like a commercial. Turn in Jill Steals and Deals because you're going to have a package that you're not going to believe just in time for Father's Day. Other than that, look for the perfect shave kit for your husband, your father, the important man in your life. And now they'll be able to shave and think of you every day and have the closest shave they've ever had. I'm your personal chemist, David Pollack, with the beautiful Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay informed and stay tuned.